Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior years shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoyt. Earth Day is April 22nd, which falls on a Saturday this year. In honor of that, I'll be sharing articles from the Earth Day Network website on the history of Earth Day, plus information about the Create Your Own Act of Green and the Canopy projects, which have set major goals to accomplish by the 50th anniversary of Earth Day in 2020. In addition, I'll be reading articles specific to seniors participating in Earth Day, including From Sound Options, Care Management and Home Care, Seniors Celebrate Earth Day, Safe Gardening Tips and 5 Ways to Celebrate Earth Day, from Erickson Living, Ways for Seniors to Celebrate Earth Day, and from Sunshine Retirement Living website, Austin Seniors Celebrate on Earth Day for Going Green All Year. And finally, I'll share with you a portion of one of my favorite green books, Do One Green Thing by Mindy Pennypacker. Starting with the history of Earth Day. Each year, Earth Day, April 22nd, marks the anniversary of the birth of the modern environmental movement in 1970. The height of counterculture in the United States, 1970, brought the death of Jimi Hendrix, the last Beatles album, and Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. War raged in Vietnam, and students nationwide overwhelmingly opposed it. At the time, Americans were slurping leaded gas through massive V8 sedans. Industry belched out smoke and sludge with little fear of legal consequences or bad press. Air pollution was commonly accepted as the smell of prosperity. Environment was a word that appeared more often in spelling bees than on the evening news. Although mainstream America largely remained oblivious to environmental concerns, the stage had been set for change by the publication of Rachel Carson's New York Times bestseller, Silent Spring, in 1962. The book represented a watershed moment, selling more than 500,000 copies in 24 countries, and beginning to raise public awareness and concern for living organisms, the environment, and links between pollution and public health. Earth Day 1970 gave voice to that emerging consciousness, channeling the energy of the anti-war protest movement and putting environmental concerns on the front page. The idea. The idea for a national day of focus on environmental concerns came to Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson, then a U.S. senator from Wisconsin, after witnessing the ravages of the 1969 massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. Inspired by the student anti-war movement, he realized that if he could infuse that energy with an emerging public consciousness about air and water pollution, it would force environmental protection onto the national political agenda. Senator Nelson announced the idea for a national teach-in on the environment to the national media, persuaded Pete McCloskey, a conservation-minded Republican congressman, to serve as his co-chair, and recruited Dennis Hayes from Harvard as national coordinator. Hayes built a national staff of 85 to promote events across the land. On April 22nd, falling between spring break and final exams, was selected as the date. On April 22nd, 1970, 20 million Americans took to the streets, parks, and auditoriums to demonstrate for a healthy, sustainable environment in massive coast-to-coast rallies. Thousands of colleges and universities organized protests against the deterioration of the environment. Groups that had been fighting against oil spills, polluting factories and power plants, raw sewage, toxic dumps, pesticides, freeways, the loss of wilderness, and the extinction of wildlife suddenly realized they shared common values. Earth Day 1970 achieved a rare political alignment, enlisting support from Republicans and Democrats, rich and poor, city slickers and farmers, tycoons and labor leaders. By the end of that year, the first Earth Day had led to the creation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the passage of the Clean Air, Clean Water, and Endangered Species Acts. It was a gamble, Gaylord recalled, but it worked. In 1990, as it approached, a group of environmental leaders asked Dennis Hayes to organize another big campaign. This time, Earth Day went global, mobilizing 200 million people in 141 countries and lifting environmental issues onto the world stage. Earth Day 1990 gave a huge boost to recycling efforts worldwide and helped pave the way for the 1992 United Nations Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. It also prompted President Bill Clinton to award Senator Nelson the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1995, the highest honor given to civilians in the United States, for his role as Earth Day founder. Earth Day today? As the millennium approached, Hayes agreed to spearhead another campaign, this time focused on global warming and a push for clean energy. With 5,000 environmental groups in a record 184 countries reaching out to hundreds of millions of people, Earth Day 2000 combined the big picture feistiness of the first Earth Day with the international grassroots activism of Earth Day 1990. Earth Day 2000 used the power of the internet to organize activists, but also featured a drum chain that traveled from village to village in Gabon, Africa. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for a First Amendment rally. Earth Day 2000 sent world leaders the loud and clear message that citizens around the world wanted quick and decisive action on global warming and clean energy. Much like 1970, Earth Day 2010 came at a time of great challenge for the environmental community. Climate change deniers, well-funded oil lobbyists, reticent politicians, and disinterested public, and a divided environmental community all contributed to the narrative, cynicism versus activism. Despite these challenges, Earth Day prevailed, and Earth Day Network reestablished Earth Day as a relevant, powerful focal point. Earth Day Network brought 250,000 people to the National Mall for a climate rally, launched the world's largest environmental service project, A Billion Acts of Green, introduced a global tree planting initiative that has since grown into the Canopy Project, and engaged 22,000 partners in 192 countries in observing Earth Day. Earth Day had reached into its current status as the largest secular observance in the world, celebrated by more than a billion people every year, and a day of action that changes human behavior and provokes policy changes. Today, the fight for a clean environment continues with increasing urgency as the ravages of climate change become more manifest every day. We invite you to be a part of Earth Day and to help write many more chapters, struggles, and victories into the Earth Day book. And as far as that billion acts of green go, the count right now is 2,023,369,509. And now, the Create Your Own Act of Green article. With the 50th anniversary of Earth Day fast approaching in 2020, Earth Day Network is launching a series of major campaigns to catalyze and channel global collaboration for the health of the planet. This is where you come in. We need your help and your personal action. Please support the campaign by creating your own act of green to help us reach that 3 million. And here are some ideas. My classroom wrote 27 letters to the president about climate change, said Emily from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I gave up smoking as an act of green. I would have generated 730,000 cigarette butts, and my kids would have inhaled my secondhand smoke, that from Larry in New Orleans. From Ted in Tampa, Florida, I planted 10 fruit trees for my less fortunate neighbor. He likes oranges. My family decided to stop eating meat for a month. We'll let you know how that goes, from Barbara in Des Moines. I voted for candidates who believe that climate change is real. I guess I will have to get a few more of my friends next time. Julio in Phoenix. I planted 100 trees with my neighbors for Earth Day in our local park. Kevin, Savannah, Georgia. From Joe in Portland, I broke up with my girlfriend because she would not recycle no matter what I said. I bought a hybrid. It's awesome. Not much gas and it's really quiet. From Lionel in Brooklyn. I gave up meat and plastic bags for Lent. From Carol in Michigan. From Karuna Kolkata, India, I will start buying more organic food. I will not hunt unless it is for meat to eat. Hank in Kentucky. And finally, from Emily in Lyon, France, I quit using plastic bags. And planting trees, protecting life. This is the Canopy Project. Through the Canopy Project, Earth Day Network works on the ground with organizations worldwide that strengthen communities through the tree planting. Using sapling and seed distribution, urban forestry, agroforestry, and tree care training, we have empowered rural and urban people alike to conserve, repair, and restore tree cover to their lands. This project has led to millions of trees being planted on 6 different continents. Considering the United Nations estimates that for every dollar spent on reforestation, $2.50 is generated in local downstream income and benefits. That's a huge impact. Since 2016, the Canopy Project has taken on even broader significance. Now, the important work of planting trees and improving lives around the world also supports Earth Day Network's Trees for the Earth campaign. Trees for the Earth was the first of 5 new ambitious and goal-oriented campaigns to be launched in the run-up to Earth Day's 50th anniversary in 2020. Its goal, to plant 7 8/10 billion trees worldwide by 2020, one for every person projected to be on Earth. Working with donors and partners, we've already planted or received commitments to plant over 1.5 billion trees in support of this campaign. However, we still have billions to go. Meeting this challenge won't be easy. That's why we need your help. And now, gardening is mentioned in essentially every article I have found regarding senior activities for Earth Day. So this from Sound Options Care Management and In-Home Care. Seniors celebrating Earth Day, safe gardening tips and 5 ways to celebrate Earth Day. First, know your limits. Take breaks and don't overdo. You may feel just fine during activities, but next day your body might feel the extra exercise. You know, gardening is a wonderful way to celebrate, and spring is coming, but staying safe is an important aspect to enjoy this creative activity. So also, make sure you take medications. From arthritis to allergies, being outside may increase usual symptoms. Take proper medications in accordance with your specific needs. Consult your doctor before doing any abnormal activity or taking medications outside your normal routine. Protect your body. Make sure that you prepare for activity by wearing layers to make sure you don't overheat or chill. Wear sunscreen, especially on delicate areas such as face, neck, and ears. Even when it's overcast, you still can be affected by harmful UV rays. Consider wearing a hat with a brim, gloves, and good walking shoes. The uneven ground can be a fall risk, so consider taking a cane, even if you normally walk freely without it. Very important to hydrate. Increased activity and sunshine make it easy to dehydrate, especially as we get older. Make sure that you sip water throughout the day and stay hydrated as you work. Do a safety check of the area. Just like you would your home, make sure that there are no objects in the walkway, set appropriate chairs or kneeling pads down for planting or pruning activities, or maybe better yet, create a gardening table. Set up a table you can sit at to prepare plants and play with their arrangements. Place all of your tools, garbage, and needed items within reach. This limits the amount of bending needed. And don't garden alone. Having a friend, family member, or caregiver out with you can be important for assistance with lifting heavy objects or in case of an injury. Make a fun social event of it. Maybe put out some lemonade. If you're unable to do this, consider carrying an alert system or a cell phone to call for help when away from the house phone. And five ways seniors celebrate Earth Day with their loved ones. Buy local fresh foods and make a nutritious meal together. Arrange fresh flowers in the home. For loved ones with dementia, sorting flowers can be a soothing activity. Flower arranging is a great creative activity where there isn't any right or wrong way to go about it. And you can affirm that what you make is beautiful. Take a nature walk. Getting outside, seeing new things, and enjoying the fresh air is a huge boost to the quality of life. Light walking on a regular basis can make a huge impact on longevity and health. Watch a documentary on a favorite beautiful place on Earth, such as Ken Burns' National Park Series, a documentary of the creation and stories of the national parks, with scenes from some of nature's most spectacular locales. Or Earth, a nature documentary that depicts the diversity of wild habitats and creatures across the planet. That one sounds wonderful to me. And finally, reminisce about your favorite places on Earth. Ask your friends and loved ones about where they played and visited in childhood, places they've lived, vacation destinations, or honeymoons. As a child, my backyard backed up to a wonderful woods. I have delightful memories of climbing trees, swinging on vines, and admiring wildflowers and salamanders. Going on now, the next two articles are especially pertinent because the activities presented are carried out throughout the year rather than just on Earth Day itself. From Erickson Living, Ways for Seniors to Celebrate Earth Day. Each year, citizens from across the globe celebrate Earth Day by participating in a number of events geared toward saving the environment, ranging from cleaning up the roads to refraining from using electricity. While April 22nd is the official holiday, there are several ways seniors can minimize their impact on the world any time of year. Seniors living in retirement communities can gather a group of friends to complete activities or perform them on their own. Plant a garden. Gardening provides a range of benefits that can help older adults maintain a healthy lifestyle. Individuals who participate in this activity report improved self-confidence, increased joint health in their hands, and overall higher quality of life. One study published in Hort Technology examined the effect gardening has on the mental health of seniors in assisted living homes. Researchers found that seniors who gardened over the course of 4 weeks reported improved mastery over their own lives and higher happiness levels. Seniors also reported that the activity made them feel less lonely, as they now had a responsibility of caring for a living plant. Ditch the devices. While gardening allows older adults to plant a real object that will help improve the environment, there are several other smaller ways seniors can reduce their world impact. Each year, people participate in Earth Hour, or the time during which individuals are encouraged to refrain from using all electronics for 60 minutes. While this event only takes place once per year, seniors can take a break from technology whenever they want. and choose a time during which they will not use digital devices for a while. Whether they want to organize an event for the retirement community or make a personal pledge, this is a great, easy way for seniors to ensure that they are giving back. Eliminate waste. Earth Day is the perfect time to examine the way waste is thrown out of the home. Seniors have many ways by which they can reduce the amount of junk sent to landfills, whether by separating items and sending them to recycling or composting perishable items. While the majority of people have heard about the advantage of recycling, few know about composting. Instead of throwing perishable foods in the trash, people can toss them in a compost bin, which changes biodegradable items into rich soil. Other adults who wish to learn more about either process can conduct research and find ways that they can best start or help contribute to a green waste elimination program in their retirement community. And the Sunshine Retirement Living website. Austin seniors celebrated on Earth Day for going green all year. For immediate release. Austin seniors celebrated on Earth Day. Two Austin businesses honor local seniors with video showcasing their efforts to protect the planet. Austin, Texas, April 2014. On Earth Day, April 22nd, two Austin businesses have come together to chronicle and celebrate the efforts of several local seniors whose efforts to protect the planet span not just one day, but the entire year. Realizing the extraordinary efforts of these seniors, Live Oak Legacies, a family story capture service, and the Claremont Retirement Community, where the seniors live, have donated their time and services to encapsulate and preserve on video the group's ongoing commitment to safeguarding the environment. The video, which will also serve to educate and inspire other seniors throughout private screenings and social media postings, features three of the seniors who spend numerous hours each year to protect the environment while also helping others in need through their efforts. We all care about the earth, we all care about our homes, and we need to take care of what we have, said Rita Giblin, who was featured in the video. Earth Day means everything about what we do and making the best of it. The Claremont is managed by Bend Oak, Oregon-based Sunshine Retirement Living, which owns and operates 19 retirement communities in seven states, including five in Texas. In 2012, Sunshine Retirement developed a company-wide program that seeks to support and encourage residents to go green. The residents at the Claremont substantially evolved the program beyond its initial roots to include not only recycling, but also a community garden and year-long activities to benefit the community at large. In fact, this particular group of seniors spent days weaving discarded plastic bags into mats for the homeless, who could use them for comfort and as protection from the cold and rain. We grew up during the Depression, when every penny, every piece of bread counted, said Wanda Hammock, also featured in the video. Now that everything is so plentiful, we still want to find ways to save, and in doing so, we are protecting our environment. We are so appreciative that Live Oak Legacies and the Claremont support what means so much to us. The video is a gift that we can give future generations to encourage them to continue our efforts. One would assume that going green is a quest for the young, but our seniors lived through exceptionally desperate times and may indeed be more educated on the topics of sustainability and recycling, said Denise Park, Director of Wellness and Activities. Sunshine Retirement Living, who created the Seniors Going Green program, we have so much to learn from the older generations about how they respect our planet and what it truly means to be a dedicated member of our communities. And now something from one of my favorites, drinking water. One thing that we can do is free ourselves from the bottled water habit. Why? If every American stopped buying water in disposable bottles, one, we'd save the non-renewable fossil fuels that are used in the plastic, which equals 17 million barrels of oil annually, enough to fuel 1 million U.S. cars for a year. Adding in the energy used for pumping, processing, transporting, and refrigerating bottled water, Americans could save 54 million barrels of oil, the same as running 3 million cars for a year. We'd save greenhouse gas emissions by keeping at least 2.5 million tons of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. We'd save water. Bottled water has a heavy water footprint. Twice as much water goes into making a bottle as its contents. So every bottle of water sold actually represents 3 bottles of water. We would save energy. Bottled water uses more energy than tap, up to 2,000 times more depending on the distance it travels to the consumer. And we would save money. Worldwide, every year, an estimated $100 billion is spent on bottled water. If you replace just one bottle of store-bought water, $1.50 and up for 12 ounces a day, with tap water, less than 10 cents per gallon, you'll save at least $440 a year. It's better for your health. Be assured that most water in the U.S. is both bottled and tap is safe to drink, although there are periodic public alerts of contamination by lead, chemicals, or bacteria. Bottled water, though, is actually less strictly regulated than tap. And certainly it's better for the planet, as we have mentioned. To top off all of the savings already mentioned, if just 1 out of 20 Americans stopped buying water in disposable bottles, we'd save 30 million pounds of plastic waste a year. Although they're recyclable, more than 80% of plastic water bottles in the United States end up in landfills. Tapping into springs, whether in the United States, France, or Fiji, can cause lower water flow and the drying up of creek beds, which harms ecosystems downstream. At present, 1.1 billion of the world's people, mostly poor, don't have access to safe drinking water. That's about all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed learning the history of Earth Day and the projects of Earth Day Network, and hope you plan to do one green thing this Earth Day and perhaps every day. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.